Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Happy Friday. We're rolling back time this weekend. Don't forget, Sunday morning at 2 a.m., officially, we fall back to daylight savings time, so make sure you set your clocks. And don't forget to set your radios, 9 a.m., the pregame show for the Fox Football Radio Home, getting you ready for the Chiefs. Kickoff at noon at Arrowhead, and somebody will come away with the MVP game ball, and we're going to be spotlighting an MVP of our own. Kansas City Building and Trades Council's business manager, my partner, Elise Martini, joins me this morning. First of all, Elise, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Oh, good morning. Happy Red Friday.
You betcha. You're looking all sporty with your red on, getting ready for a big game.
I'm telling you, I'm running out of red. There's so many great games lately.
And this gentleman at your side is the man we're going to spotlight today, Mr. Greg Davidson from Sheet Metal Workers Local 2. Greg, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Thank you.
Elise, I wanted to share with our listeners, those who may not be aware, of what our Building and Trades Council MVP of the Week is.
Absolutely. So we highlight the men and women of skilled labor that really just volunteer and are the mentors of our community. They are folks that the individual we have today is just a wonderful vet, and he does so much for different organizations. So we highlight anyone. And as we're getting into Veterans Day coming up in November, we want to highlight those vets. So that's what we're going to do today, starting with one of our great vets.
Well, we are very pleased to honor a Navy veteran and a gentleman who's been on the Slacker Morning Show before. Please welcome Mr. Greg Davidson, Sheet Metal Worker Local 2. And Greg, before we talk a little bit about why you're sitting here, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your background.
Well, I spent 35 years in the sheet metal trade. Through that time, I was also a Navy CB in the reserves, getting deployed twice to Iraq and Afghanistan. My career in the building trades also switched over to a career in the Navy. So I was very proud to serve, very proud to be a veteran and a union member.
You know, one of the things that I happen to know and I want to share with our listeners is a little bit about what you've done since your retirement from Sheet Metal Local Number 2 and some of the things that you continue to do in our community with our veterans.
I got involved with Fishing for Freedom back in, I was actually in the desert in 2013 when I signed up for Fishing for Freedom to be a participant. At that time, I came home, was out on the lake the following weekend that I got home. So the timing was, it couldn't have been any better. Just being out there, enjoying the freedom, it was a life-changing experience. I started volunteering with Fishing for Freedom after that. Just earlier this year, I stepped up and I'm now carrying the torch. IBEW member Leroy Scholl, who's a retiree, he was one of the leads of Fishing for Freedom here locally.
You know, you and Leroy were on my show a few years back when we talked about this, but for those who may not know what Fishing for Freedom is, tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Fishing for Freedom is a full weekend of camaraderie and fishing on the lake. Volunteer boaters come out, they take out a veteran. Last year we had 153 veterans on the water. It's just a way to relax, enjoy all the beauty around us.
And it really helps so much with our veterans and our first responders who suffer from post-traumatic stress.
Absolutely, and I can speak from experience on that. It is a great relief. This couldn't have been done without all the building trades, all the unions donating money. We've got boaters that are union members. They also volunteer out there. Takes a lot of personnel to pull this off, but the veterans come back year after year.
Greg, for those who may be listening, who may be interested in getting involved in this Fishing for Freedom, is there a website or someplace people can get a hold of you?
Yes, there is. Fishingforfreedom.us. Great website. You'll notice our big red banner on there that we closed down this year due to COVID, but we are going to come back next year bigger and stronger. Looking forward to getting vets out on the water.
Talking this morning with Greg Davidson, retired sheet metal worker, Local 2, and every week we spotlight the men and women of labor and share their story. But we have a tangible way of showing our appreciation. In the NFL, when you do a great job, you have a great game, you get the game ball. And you've certainly done a great job in a lot of different ways, not only with your union, but certainly in our community and helping out our veterans. We're very pleased and honored to give you the MVP Game Ball of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. It's also an honor to be nominated by my brothers and sisters of Sheet Metal Workers Local 2 and those of the building trades. Thank you so much, Slacker.
Elise, we have so many people in the trades that do a lot more than just continue to work in our community. They are involved in our community doing volunteer work, all kinds of different things. For those listening who would like to find out about not only maybe getting into the building and trades, but to find out how to nominate somebody, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So we have a great website. It's called beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. Or you can contact your local union and say, hey, I've got a guy or a girl I'm working with that I think deserves to be the MVP and nominate them. And they can get a hold of us. Or you can call the Kansas City Building and Trades Council, 816-836-8485. And just let us know what's going on. We love to hear from everybody.
Greg Davidson, brother, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. And maybe you and I can get out on the lake sometime, do a little fishing.
Definitely. Let's do it.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Elise Martini, the business manager for the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council. I will chat with you next week when we spotlight another man or woman in labor.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Kansas City, the home of the world champions, and also home to the best classic rock station in the universe. 101 The Fox.